These shavata practices in the Dzogchen system always begin by settling the body, speech, and mind in their natural states. So these natural states are what you discover when you stop doing the unnatural things that we are doing with our body, speech, and mind, like tension. So discover the natural state of the body by releasing tension and discover relaxation. So allow your attention to roam throughout the body, simply noting tension or constriction or agitation as a tactile sensation. And wherever you note it, let your breath be drawn to it as if magnetically. And then release it, that tension, on the exhalation. Deepening your relaxation with each exhalation while you maintain the clarity that you began your meditation with. And then on the basis of this relaxed ease, settle the speech in its natural state of effortless silence. And this especially refers to that chattering mind that is always narrating our experience to us. And then on the basis of this relaxed ease and silence, discover the natural state of the mind. This is the state of luminous knowing. The awareness that is able to illuminate appearances without becoming them. It can know movement without itself losing its stillness. Resting in this natural stillness of the mind can only be discovered in the present. And this present only exists as a moment. Simply rest in this stillness of the present, non-conceptual, with no reference points. This unstructured consciousness of the present, the instant that is free of mental engagement, and without trying to stretch that present into some long period of samadhi, simply rest in the present repeatedly. And as you rest in this stillness, thoughts, images, memories are bound to occur. They're an expression of the luminosity of the mind. But here we are preferring stillness. And so, in the instant that these movements of mind express themselves, simply note them. Note them and note their presence so that they don't have the power to kidnap your still awareness and set it off wandering. Whatever mental appearance arises, recognize it with the mind of the present. Don't become aware of it only after it is present. It's too late for this practice. But if you notice it in the instant that it arises, it may not even fully form, but just dissolve again back into the space of the mind from which it arose. And your stillness is effortlessly maintained. Two antidotes to laxity and dullness that may creep in the absence of stimulation of your mind. These antidotes are unique, I think, to Maha Mudra. I've never seen these before. But if your mind becomes lax in the absence of stimulation and you feel drowsy, visualize at your heart a white lotus facing up, and in the center of that lotus, a ball of white light, radiant. And let that ball of white light then rise from the lotus, up your central channel, and then out the crown of your head, into space. Because your introspection or your introspective awareness is looking directly at the state of awareness itself with no other object, you should notice laxity or excitation in the instant they arise. So the antidotes can be very subtle. Just this brightening of your awareness as this luminous light leaves the crown of your head into space. And if your mind is feeling agitated, leading to distraction, the Mahamudra instruction is to visualize a black lotus at your heart, facing down, with a black ball of light in the center. And that black ball then detaches and flows down, leaves your body through the lower opening, and enters the earth. You can experiment resting in stillness, noting appearances in the instant they arise, and applying antidotes as you need them.